Finishing up the hour with Mata Hoople. Where did they all come from? B-side of something or other. All the way to Memphis, maybe. It's a good one, and it's appropriate. It goes next to Young Fresh Fellows because they're such Mata Hoople fans. Scott often works under the name Scott the Hoople. We heard Bleed Out from Toxic Youth, a tale of their rock and roll years. Yeah, I think the fellows could be called journeyman these days. And they're one of the first Seattle bands to sort of break out and establish that indie thing. They traveled across the country in 85. Saw them in New York City, actually, the first time. And they were good. I was impressed. And I saw them when? 2 years ago now in Seattle. And I saw them perform as the Long Shots in San Francisco a year ago. Always good to see those guys. Best of best friends. Okay, we've hit 5 o'clock. It's getting dark out. It's getting like that. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Of course you know that. But the law requires it. And we're supported by and including the Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Open with limited indoor seating, takeout and curbside service also available by phone, 587-0436, located at 443 East Main in Bozeman. Updates and information on Facebook. And Music Villa, Montana's music supplier, open daily at 10 a.m., including Sundays from noon to 5, with online ordering and local delivery, located at 539 East Main in Bozeman, or on the web at musicvilla.com. Okay. Okay. That's it. Oh, I've been waiting for my copy of this record. It came out on Record Store Day, but I pre-ordered it from the label thinking I'll get it in advance. And, well, as things are, their shipping is slow. And it looks like I'll have my copy of Strum and Thrum next Wednesday. It's a what's the subtitle? American Jangle Underground, 83 to 87. And I think it sort of focused on the South and the Northeast. But I'm not sure. I recognize some bands. Of course, Windbreakers, that's Bobby and Tim Lee. Primatons from Alabama. Who's these guys? Pat Thomas's band, Absolute Gray. And a band that never had anything out at the time, but recorded then, The Three Hits. And that's our own Michael Kurtz, you know, Monday afternoon DJ. And he's really excited about this. They had gone in to record with Don Dixon, who had done REM. And nothing ever materialized until now. And it's created a lot of interest in this music. I'm going to play a couple things off here, but play The Three Hits first. Where did I put that? Oh, right here. Okay. And see what else turns up. Thank you.
I'll never mail the letter. I'll never reply to your advice.
got sidetracked trying to get the next set ready. There's the Tripes, a Feely spinoff from an expanded version of their record, Music for Neighbors. You heard them covering the Beatles. Love You Too. Start off with three hits. Doing 3 o'clock from 5 o'clock. I think I wrote it down wrong. 5 o'clock from that compilation, Strum and Thrum. And Cactus still might have some. I was told that anyway. Heard REM from their second album, Reckoning, Second Guessing, a song that I think they opened the show that we saw in Boise. Did that, they open with that? I think so. I don't think it was out yet. They played several new songs at that gig in 84. The DBs from their last album, reunion album. It was called Falling Off the Sky. You heard Will Rigby's song, Right Back. Good one. That's a great record. And that, there's a companion EP that goes along with it. What was else there? The Primatons from Strum and Thrum. Again, a song I've played on my show many times, All My Friends. And finish up with the Tripes. Getting us to 5:20. I got two more sets this show. I'll be back in 2 weeks. That's the routine. Derek Leonard's been doing the alternating weeks. I'm sorry. The Keogh Brothers do the alternating weeks. Derek Leonard's here every week after this show. I misspoke. Let me tell you this.
Through December 31st, the Museum of the Rockies presents Women, A Century of Change, a National Geographic photo exhibition that showcases the lives of women around the world. The 70 images are divided into six themes: joy, beauty, love, wisdom, strength, and hope, with each collection evoking a particular emotion. A complimentary exhibit, Portraits of Power, features arresting images of groundbreaking women. Face masks are required and visitors are encouraged to plan ahead. There's more information at museumoftherockies.org/planyourvisit.
Okay, now I'm ready for anything. Let me see if I can find that one. Is that it? Yeah. I think I got it. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM TV, Montana's public television, Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, 7 o'clock, Washington Week. And the news is always exciting these days. 7:30, Firing Line. 8 o'clock, great performances. 9:30, Beyond the Canvas. 10 o'clock BBC World News. Okay, that sounds good enough if you're so inclined. But you're going to be listening to Derek Leonard, aren't you? And then beyond. I remembered where I was. Some people complain about Record Store Day, which is odd. I have my own thoughts about it, but I think that it's done a great service to us collectors. A lot of people's problem is in big cities, it turns into a mob scene, you know, hundreds of people lined up and you can't get what you want. And then there's the people who exploit it. You know, they gather up stuff and even before the end of the day, have it on eBay or Discogs or something, selling it at inflated prices, which is not playing fair. But I guess it's what you can do. It's a free world. I buy stuff I like. And there's been some really great compilations, and that's always exciting because when you get something that you've never heard before by many artists, it's a gas. And the previous Record Store Day, there's a Dutch compilation called Behind the Dykes, and I finally sat down. I listened to it once when I got it, but I didn't quite absorb it. So the other night, I put it on for evening listening and made some mental notes, and it's a good one. Dutch bands, and except for Shocking Blue and maybe Golden Earring. You haven't heard of any of them, and I'm not even sure Golden Earring's on that record. But it's some good stuff. And there's another one that came out just this last, a couple weeks ago. of American garage bands, and just, again, killer stuff I would have never heard or got otherwise. So I'm going to spin some from those two and a couple other comps, because, like I said, that's a great way to collect music that's would otherwise be expensive, prohibitively expensive.
Hi, it's Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones. On our last tour, we met up with an old friend, Joey Page, again, and I wrote a song for him called 'Cause I'm in Love with You. And he's recorded it, and it's turned out great, and I hope everybody likes it.
Call from a faithful listener, George Buffington, checking in. But I need to stop. Gotta go. But he's doing well. That's good to hear. Some old stuff there. Some old favorites. Finish up with the Mockingbirds doing You Stole My Love. And that was nearly a Yardbird song, but Paul Samuel Smith said no. I already did it. Started off with Names and Faces from Holland. You heard The Killer. I love that song. Joey Page doing the Bill Wyman song, Because I'm in Love with You. Chefs of Lavender Hill. I don't know who they are. I was just checking. No liner notes. The album's called Stop, Get a Ticket. The song's called Stop, Get a Ticket. That's a good one. And I curse Bob Irwin for turning me on to stuff like that I rush out and buy. Thank you, Bob. You'll pay for that someday. Human Instinct from a collection called Freak Beat Scene of English Bands of a certain vintage, sort of late 66, 67, I suppose. Pretty psychedelic, but getting there. You heard Pink Dawn and then finish up with the Mockingbirds. Getting us to 540, just where I need to be to arrange this last set. So let me tell you something. There's got to be something really important going on. Oh, yeah.
The Downtown Bozeman Christmas Stroll will look a little different this year. Though there's no group celebration on Main Street, the holiday is still happening. From Wednesday, December 2nd to Saturday, December 5th, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., popular stroll activities like the Gingerbread House Contest and the Parade of Lights will highlight downtown Bozeman. And this year, Christmas Stroll buttons are your ticket to holiday promotions, discounts, and raffle entries. The Downtown Bozeman Christmas Stroll, reimagined in 2020. There's more information at downtownbozeman.org.
Okay. I think I covered everything. I told you I'd be back in a couple weeks. And we'll continue there. Will it be next month in 2 weeks? No, we'll still be in November. Continuing on. I read some just sad news the other day. I don't know if you remember the band Firehose. They're what happened after the Minutemen, after D. Boone died. A guy named Ed from Ohio, Ed Crawford, joined him up. I think he was a fan and insisted he was a join the band, and they were pretty successful, toured around a lot. They played here twice. And I just read that Ed Crawford is in a bad way. He's living in his car, and he has health problems. You don't want to hear stuff like that. And you'd think his ex-bandmates would lend a hand, but you never know what the politics of bands are. And that's just rough. The indie band life, those days when the bands in a van used to come through, not everybody got rich doing that. Nobody got rich doing that, did they? Oh, maybe the Flaming Lips. So let's check this out. This is an old favorite.